I wish I could tell you how horny you make me. Every time I see you, I get so squirmy and wet between my legs. And I just want you. I want you to fuck me. And I don't know how to make it happen. The other night, when the bunch of us were out together, I kept trying to think of a way to be alone with you. If you could have seen what was in my head, you and me having sweaty, dirty sex, me sucking on the head of your cock and tasting your cum. When we all left the bar, I didn't want to go home, because I knew if I did, I'd lay in bed all night, playing with my pussy, making myself wet, tapping on my clit, wishing it was your tongue, squirming my fingers inside me, wishing it was your cock splitting me open, pulling on my nipples, wishing it was your lips sucking on them. Breathless and horny and masturbating all night. Wishing you would get me naked and spread my legs and drive your cock deep inside me and use my little pussy to help you come. I didn't want to lay in bed all night masturbating. So I didn't go home, and I ended up doing something unexpected. I went to a strip club. I think I did it because I was so horny. I wanted to be someplace where I'd be surrounded by sex. It wasn't busy. It was pretty late. And I sat there having a drink and watching all those pretty naked girls, their bodies completely exposed, walking around naked, or in tight, skimpy clothes, and grinding, twisting their hips, and pumping their beautiful round asses against guys' cocks. There was one girl I couldn't stop watching. She had short, dark hair and beautiful bronze skin. She was short, but she was so curvy. Her hips were so round, and her ass was so perfect. And her tits were so full and perky for such a tiny girl. She had a beautiful body. I was watching her grind on a guy, and I kept thinking how good it would feel to be able to do that. To feel a hard cock rubbing between my legs. When the song ended, the guy got up and left. I watched him walk out, imagining how he was probably going to go jack off, thinking about this gorgeous little girl. Next thing I knew, she was walking towards me. She told me she doesn't see many girls come in the club. And up close, she was so pretty. She had these beautiful big brown eyes and pretty lips. She had this short, skin-tight blue dress that she put on after she finished dancing. And we sat on a couch, talking quietly. She was so easy to talk to. We were both so giggly. She asked me why I was there alone, and I told her there was someone I wanted to get my mind off of. And I told her about you, and how much I want you to fuck me, and how frustrated I was. She said, "I know a way to help." And she straddled me on the couch. and she pulled up her dress, and her tits bounced as she took it off. She had beautiful brown nipples, puffy, light brown, and dark in the middle. And she slowly started grinding her hips against me. I looked down and saw her tiny thong rubbing against my leg. It made me squirm. My panties got wet, and I could feel my nipples get hard, and they were showing through my top. She leaned down, and I felt her beautiful tits brush against my arm, and she brought her pretty lips against my ear, and she asked me if I wanted us to have some privacy. She took my hand and led me back into one of the private rooms. She sat me down and straddled my lap again and leaned in close and whispered, "Do you like girls?" And I told her, "I think girls are pretty, but I've never been with a girl." She leaned in really close and touched her lips against my lips really gently. She has such nice soft lips, and she kissed me so softly, and she whispered, "Sometimes, it doesn't matter. You just need someone to make you feel good." And she kissed me again, and whispered, "Do you want me to make you feel good?" I was so excited. My heart was racing. I couldn't even talk. She was kissing me, and I could feel her hands going under my top. I wasn't wearing a bra. "Did you notice that when we were hanging out? It makes me feel sexy when I go out without a bra." Her hands felt so soft, slipping under my top and squeezing on my tits. And she told me I could touch her too. Her skin was perfect, soft and silky and creamy and smooth. Her skin felt so good. I couldn't stop touching her. Her hips, her beautiful round ass. And she pulled my hands up to her tits. They were full and round and bouncy and perky and perfect. And she said, "I want you to taste them." And she leaned forward and slipped her nipples against my lips. Her titties were so soft, but her nipples were so hard. They tasted so good. She let me suck on her nipples for a minute. And then she reached over and grabbed my drink and poured it on her tits. Cold little rivers running down her perfect tits. And I licked up my drink off her soft skin and off her nipples. And then she said, "Hey, wait, I'm supposed to be making you feel good." And she started kissing down my neck. And pulled my top all the way off and kissed down onto my tits. And she sucked my nipples really hard. And she reached down and slipped her hand up my skirt. And I felt her rubbing me through my panties. I was soaking wet. I felt her hand go under my panties. And she asked me, "Do you want me to make your pussy feel good?" I felt her fingers rubbing up and down my slit and working their way between my lips. The friction felt so good against my clit, and I could feel her fingers pushing slowly, gently up inside me. And she kept whispering to me, "Does that make your pussy feel good? Is that what you need? You just need to feel your pussy get fucked. I was grinding my hips in circles, and I could feel her fingers squirming and fucking back and forth inside me. She rubbed and grinded on my G-spot, and then she started kissing down my body, down my stomach, and she kissed down and licked on my pussy. She kissed and sucked on my clit. Her lips were warm, so warm, and wet, and soft, all wrapped around my clit, and her fingers were still inside me, and she kept rubbing on my G-spot. When I looked down, I could see her soft lips sucking on me, and I could see her big brown eyes looking up at me from between my legs, and it sent me over the edge. My hips squirmed, and I grinded my pussy all over her face. I could hear her moaning, and it vibrated on my clit when she did it. And I was just squirming and gasping. And I made her face all wet with my cum. She kept sucking and licking my slit really gently until my breathing slowed down, and she kissed back up my body and kissed my lips really soft. Her lips were still wet with my cum, and she whispered to me, "Did that feel good, pretty girl?" I kissed her back, and we both just started giggling. As we were putting our clothes back on, I started going through my purse to pay her for the dance. But she told me I didn't have to, as long as I promised to give her my number and return the favor. I still wanna fuck you, but I wanna fuck her too. What do you think? Maybe you want to watch us and jack off to us? And if you're lucky, maybe we'll let you join in. Or maybe you'll just have to settle for a lap dance and she'll make you come in your jeans. One of these days, baby. One of these days.